The federal suit filed by the city of Fairbanks specifically names 3M and Tyco Fire Products, along with other manufacturers of PFAS-containing aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF. The suit follows PFAS groundwater contamination Mayor Jim Matherly says has spread from a regional firefighter training facility in the city where the foams were used.
It's basically under a large portion of the city heading down towards Davis Road.
A city press release says PFAS contamination has drawn 75 similar lawsuits in the lower 48 and that the cases have been consolidated for pretrial purposes. Matherly says the legal action, which seeks both compensatory and punitive damages, does not specify an amount of money.
Maybe we'll measure it against other communities that have done the same in similar situations as Fairbanks, but I'm not sure how we'll determine the amount yet.
The city of Fairbanks has so far spent over $4 million addressing the problem, including soil excavation, water testing, and connecting properties with affected wells to city water.
We've put out about $45,000 to $50,000 in just the hookup costs to water. There's going to be much, much more to this as the plume continues to grow.
Studies have linked PFAS compounds to human health problems, including cancer. The city suit claims manufacturers knew about the health and environmental risks and worked to conceal them. In an email response to a request for comment, a 3M spokesperson says, quote, 3M acted responsibly in connection with its manufacture and sale of aqueous film-forming foam and will vigorously defend its record of environmental stewardship, unquote. A Tyco spokesperson emailed similar comment, adding that we, quote, make our foams to exacting military standards, unquote. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.